Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
My pleasure, Tim.
Tell me first of all about the, what do you call it, 3C, I think, the Connected Commerce Council. Who are you folks? What do you do?
The Connected Commerce Council is a nonprofit, nonpartisan advocacy organization. In normal times, we help small businesses engage and use the resources of technology companies, sort of a bridge between mom and pop Main Street stores and big tech. These are not normal times. And we find ourselves doing more and more advocacy on behalf of our small business members and helping to connect small businesses with money and finding ways to engage state and federal governments as well as private entities to put capital and access to capital in the hands of small businesses that are really hurting right now.
All right, we'll dive into some specifics here, but quickly this, in terms of your presence, your footprint in Georgia, how much you doing here?
We have 275 members in Georgia. It's one of our larger states. We have 15,000 members nationwide, that we are a relatively young organization, not quite 3 years old yet, growing pretty quickly, as you can imagine, considering the circumstances everybody finds themselves in.
Now, all right, what does membership get me?
Membership gets you access to a network of small businesses, resources around how to choose what tools and services you want to incorporate into your small business, and a consistent stream of how-tos, tutorials, webinars, membership events, things that, frankly, lower the barrier between sort of not adopting digital tools and services and being able to scale and grow your business.
All right, I want to seize on something you said initially there, Jake Warden, talking about the Connected Commerce Council. That phrase, it always gets my attention every time I hear it. Anytime anybody describes anything as nonpartisan, my ears kind of perk up, and really, what does that mean? And let's talk about that, because you might want to be nonpartisan, you might try to be nonpartisan, but there are partisan forces that surround all of us, and specifically as it relates to the tech issue now. And we saw this during the course of the most recent campaigns. It continues to be an issue now with the big tech firms, the social media platforms, the search engines, and some of the news outlets now pointedly taking sides, choosing sides, and becoming openly, unabashedly partisan in the way they conduct their affairs. That has to impact the rest of us. How?
So we are nonpartisan in the sense that everybody supports small businesses. Every policymaker says small businesses are the heart of our communities and the drivers of our economies, and we should support them. And we appeal to both sides of the aisle in that way. Now, we often find that nonpartisan means that we are yelling at both sides equally, that there is a disconnect, a misunderstanding of what technology, particularly big tech, does for small businesses. And small businesses are our members. They are our mission. They are the thing that we care about. And when the Jenga tower of pricing and access and tools and services gets disrupted by an investigation of Google or criticism of Facebook, it's a problem for our members. We leave it to the AGs and the Department of Justice to think through their legal claims. But from a practical standpoint, we'd like to remind them that they're doing real damage to unintended targets.
The small business with which I am most familiar is the one that employs me. And I'm working for a radio station, a little radio station in a relatively small community here. And we do business. Our advertisers, many of them, the mom and pop type operations you're talking about, they're small folks, backbone of the community type people, folks who've been around here forever. We all do kind of the same thing. Our radio station, a lot of those businesses, we put up a website, we get active to some degree or another on social media. What else is there for us to do?
There's, I'm sure, a degree of digitization that has gone on between the sales funnel as well, a way of tracking who is talking to which advertisers and where they are in that process. That's called CRS, which enables you to manage those relationships. There is the website, certainly, but the digital advertising that you're selling through your sites is also an opportunity for small businesses, local businesses, national businesses to think about where their next audience is, right? How to scale outside the geographic constraints of a small town or a faraway state. That ability is what I like to think of as true capitalism, right? If you take away the borders, all that's left is the quality of a product and the right size fit of your price. Are you the cheapest and the best? You're going to win customers. And the tools that are available now make it possible for small businesses to start cheaper, to last longer, to grow faster. And any time that we can empower entrepreneurs and small business owners, we should. That is a sort of an American tradition. It is also the backbone of our economy in that it employs most people in our communities. It drives most growth and most profit in our economy. And anytime it wavers, we see a downturn.
You know, I was just sitting there, and I filter everything through the prism of me, right? I mean, how does this affect me, and how is any of this affecting me? And I know for a fact, and we can track this and know this, there are people who listen to this radio station, this radio show. There are people listening to me all over the state, all over the country, and in different parts of the world now because the capability is there for them to do it, right? And we know there are people who listen in Iowa, for example. But as I thump my chest about that, it occurs to me that there may be people here in Athens who love that radio guy in Iowa for whatever reason. They can listen to him just as easily. The technology makes that just as available and accessible to them as it works the other way. And the same thing in most any other arena of commerce, right? And for all of the fuss and bother about the fact that the guy in Athens can reach out via technology to the rest of the country, the rest of the country is reaching in. It ends up being something of a double-edged sword, doesn't it?
Well, I suppose as a double-edged sword, as far as double-edged swords go, that's true, but it's also choice, right? That is the thing that enables and empowers choice and freedom of decision-making. There is a broader audience for any business, for any radio show that is available, and it comes down to merits. It comes down to the ability of the host to reach and entertain, and to the business to engage and profit. And that's, I don't know about you, Tim, but that's how I'd like my businesses to run. Right? The better they are driving a product and servicing their clients, the more successful they should be wherever they are.
What are mistakes people make? What are things business owners overlook?
Well, we have, in quarantine time and COVID time, we are seeing the unfortunate byproduct of tens of thousands of small businesses not adopting digital tools and services in the years previous. And they are what we call digital maintainers. They're people that have a website, but they haven't incorporated digital advertising, or they have sort of the simplest of backends, but don't use QuickBooks to its fullest. Things that are sort of standard fundamental digital technologies, they're just doing the bare minimum. They're getting killed in this economy. In the downturn and the quarantine times when cash was really a problem, they did not have the flexibility or the stability to change their business model and continue moving forward. They were the first casualties, unfortunately. And at 3C, we've done a lot of research on this issue around what the digital safety net looks like, right? What combination of tools and resources has enabled small businesses to survive and in some instances thrive during COVID? And can we expand that safety net by lowering the barrier to entry for those businesses that had chosen not to use tools for whatever reason?
Jake Ward again, 3C, the Connected Commerce Council. Quickly, you mentioned earlier membership. You said you had about 275 members here in Georgia. How do folks get involved? How do they learn more? I'm assuming you got a website someplace.
We do. ConnectedCouncil.org, Tim. We welcome all Georgian small businesses to sign up. The first year of membership is free. The resources are certainly worth that and then some.
All right, Connected Commerce Council. Google that if you didn't catch that website. Jake Ward, best of luck moving forward. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Tim. I appreciate it.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.